Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Eastock Platform 2019, actually at the end of Eastock Platform, so we get a chance to go over what happened here in the past few days with the manager of the event, Zdenek Blaha. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
So the first question for anyone who is kind of not familiar with Eastock Platform is, would you like to maybe introduce it to them and tell us what it is?
Yes. Well, Eastock Platform is designed to help filmmakers from Central and Eastern Europe to help with their documentaries. It's supposed to be a platform not only for networking, but also to find some inspiration, to find partners or like-minded people regarding the ideas, regarding stories, storytelling, documentary filmmaking. But as I mentioned, also like networking partners, so co-producers, commission editors, sales agents, festivals, representatives, and so on.
So I must congratulate you because this was your inaugural, let's say, edition as the manager of Eastock Platform. As far as I could see, everything went by very well. There was a lot of excitement in the air and a lot of productivity. And just to give an idea to the listeners, could you maybe give us an overview of maybe the events that happened, more or less, just a rough overview of the things that happened that took place over these past few days?
Well, sure. As I mentioned, there is many events going on for filmmakers, and the event, I would say, it's created from two parts. The first part takes place in the first half of the week, and it's the preparatory part and the workshops. Because we have several workshops running at the same time. One is, the major one is the Exorienta Film Workshop, which is the Eastock Platform is the final round of this workshop. There are actually two other sessions preceding this event. And the whole idea of the workshop is to help filmmakers with projects in development to successfully nurture it and bring it to the final pitch. So over the year, they are working with tutors and lecturers from ranging from not only industry people, but also well-established directors that are helping them to work on the stories, the ideas, and to take the film to the next level. And the final part here at the Eastock Platform is actually focused on the pitch, because the whole workshop ends at the main Eastock Forum, which is the main presentation, the central pitch, which is presenting 24 projects to the international audience and the commission editors and so on. So this is one part, and the second workshop we have is focused on interactive projects, because for several years we also focus our attention to projects which are on the edge between documentary and new media. So not only interactive web docs, but also more and more virtual reality, augmented reality, and other projects on the edge, let's say. And these also three projects out of this selection are also pitched at the main Eastock Forum.
When we speak of documentary, especially here at Eastock Platform, it's not just films in the traditional sense.
Exactly. As the program, the open program, which is full of lectures, masterclasses, and case studies, is showing, we also give big attention to new forms of documentary filmmaking, like non-fiction interactive projects like virtual reality. So today, this year, we had as one of the guests Kalina Bertin, who's the Canadian director. She's behind the documentary Manic, which is about her siblings, a very personal story about the siblings dealing with bipolar disorder. And she decided to take this opportunity and to take the experience of her siblings and create a virtual reality experience, so everyone could actually use the headset and experience what is it to have to deal with bipolar disorder every day. So this is just one of the things. We also had, as one of the tutors and lecturers, Reinhold Bidner and Karl Zechente, Austrian artists who are part of the collective Gold Extra, which is a collective focused on, again, new media, and they're mixing performance, music, installations with video games, with virtual reality, and so on. They're also closely linked to Ars Electronica Festival in Linz, and they were here also to present their documentary video games, as well as the new research which is focused on documentary VR. So this is one part. But also, apart from traditional filmmaking, we're also focusing on topics that are actually above the whole documentary landscape. For example, we organized one panel discussion about the gender equality, which is the problem of not only documentary landscape, but also the whole film industry and in general the whole society, especially here in the region of Central Eastern Europe, because If we compare it to, for example, Sweden, which is really like advanced regarding the equality issues, they have very well established state support for the filmmakers to support women filmmakers on equal level, equal size as the men, and they became kind of like role models for European fans and thinking about equality. So we created this discussion panel where Jenny Wickstrand from the Swedish Film Institute was part of it, and she presented a keynote to open the discussions, and then it continued with Lena Passan from Duck Leipzig, where they introduced quotas last year. So it was kind of like overview of what this brings to the festival programming, and some other guests like Biljana Tutorov, creator of a workshop for women filmmakers in Balkan region called Circle, and there was also Sarah Anderson from Chicken and Egg Pictures, which is American company supporting women filmmakers with scholarship, with funding, and so on.
The ESTOC platform is over right now as we're recording this interview, at least for this year, obviously. So it's a good chance for us to kind of also talk about maybe some of the award winners.
Yes, well, actually our awards are created in the sense of additional support for the films, because as we are talking about projects, film that are still in development, production, or even post-production, we are not talking about completed films, because that's the next step. So we have several awards from either from Institute of Documentary Film or from our partners that are supposed to help in other or additional development of the projects. And these awards are either in the form of additional networking, which means to support kind of mobility and networking at other events and other forums, markets, and pitches. And the other part is like really financial support to really move the projects forward. And our main award from Institute of Documentary Film is the ESOC Platform Development Award, which is €7,500. And this goes to the best projects from the pitch. We had a 5-member international jury, and they were discussing really in detail all projects. And in the end, the winning project is a Serbian-Croatian cooperation called Museum of Revolution, which is about this unlikely friendship between an old woman and a young girl. And it takes place in an old place, which is former... Now it's a ruin. It was it was meant to be a museum of revolution, of Soviet revolution and the former Yugoslavia, and it never happened. It still is like half built skeleton, which is still there, but it's now abandoned totally, and they're living there. So this is a story about this friendship that takes place in this like old monument of certain one era, which is like vanishing. And it's done in a very cinematic way, very strong camera, and very like touching story. And I'm really happy with the decision of the jury, because this is really like outstanding project. And I know the previous films from this director, Srđan Keča, and I'm really looking forward to this, because all his previous films were really like special. So this is gonna be really good.
Fingers crossed, we'll be looking forward to seeing that. I hope the listeners will be able to get a grasp of kind of what happened over this year's ESTOC platform 2019. But as we know, the time moves by very quickly. And I was wondering, as a final question, whether you had any final thoughts or even hopes for future editions of ESTOC platform in general.
Well, of course, like when one edition ends, the preparation of the next already starts. So we already start thinking about the program for the next year, already thinking about what could be done differently and how to bring or shape the program more in a way that it could benefit more for the projects and bring bigger like networking opportunities and so on. But it's too early to say like what we're planning for the next year, because we are still thinking about some things. But there's more things on the way before us. We have a now open call for Exorienta workshop, so it's not a session starting. And also we'll have a market, Easter market in Jihlava, international documentary film. So this is everything that goes basically together towards the next edition. So we are keep on look out for good projects, good documentary films from Central and East Europe. And I hope you one day will have chance to see those films at the festivals around you.
Absolutely. On that note, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.